Welcome to the No Lux Left Behind podcast, the world's first podcast dedicated solely to unboxing the allure of luxury handbags and the resale market.
We're Monica and Erica, luxury consignment entrepreneurs with over a decade of experience. Whether you're a shopper, a seller, or listening for the laughs, you'll always get unfiltered knowledge here. Let's get started.
We are covering our top 10 handbags, styles, yes, things we love
of 2022.
For 2022. Okay, I think it's going to be a really bit fun like year.
It's been, you know, we're in the first week of March, but we had to give it a minute, you know. I feel like everyone releases their like top picks for the year in January.
And it falls on deaf ears.
And it's like too early.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. We're still recovering from 2021, okay?
Isn't everyone?
And 2020. We're all still recovering. Like, let us have January and maybe even February because it's a short month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's dive into what we love for 2022 and what we really feel like you guys are going to see a lot of. I'm going to start with the first one. So shoulder strap pochettes. Obviously.
Which brands? All designers?
All designers.
All designers.
All designers, all brands, all finishes, all embellishments, all everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be like generally a rectangular style pochette, small shoulder bag with a little strap. Maybe it has little D-rings that you can add a crossbody if you're feeling spunky. But it's going to be your traditional pochette.
Yes.
So again, in any brand. Burberry, something more obvious would be Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Little Chanel pochettes.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be super high-end designer either.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Telfar came out with a little pochette.
Ooh, Telfar's good.
Ooh, Telfar's good. Yeah. Ooh, I would Telfar, call me. Because I think that would be really cool. Yeah, all the colors, all the vibes, all the finishes.
Yeah.
Pochettes are going to come back with a vengeance.
And pochettes are great, too, because they're functional.
Yes, your phone fits inside.
Your phone fits. Everything that you really need, like, necessity-wise, fits in there.
It's practical, and it's super cute.
Yes.
Soups.
Soups.
Soups cute.
Soups a thing?
I don't know, Monica. I just made it up.
Oh. I thought you heard it on, like, TikTok or something.
No, I made that up. I'm cool.
That's good. Cool. Awesome. Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. It's totally fine. Okay, number two on our list is beat up Hermes pieces.
Okay, hear us out though.
Because we really not, these are not like what you would expect. Well, I would say maybe like two pieces are what you would expect out of the 10 that we're gonna talk about today. Yeah. But like when we say beat up Hermes pieces, it's for a reason.
Yeah. Okay, so
don't come for us, Hermes.
Circle back to like, I don't know, I think it was like early Y2K vibes where Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen started appearing, or maybe it was Mary-Kate. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I have no idea.
But they came out with, and Jane Birkin, the way Jane Birkin actually wears her Birkins, she beats those things up like crazy.
And it's lived in.
It's lived in.
I think that lived in Hermes look.
Okay, and you know what that says? You know what I always say? You ain't new to this game.
Yes, that's what that says. That's what that says.
That's what it says. I will say I would highly suggest getting those Hermes pieces on the secondhand market because you'll feel less guilty.
Yeah.
You know, you feel less guilty about really using it. Listen, these bags are made to live in.
Yes.
Okay? The craftsmanship is impeccable. They will last forever. So the beauty of getting an Hermes Birkin that's like kind of beat up, maybe it's slouchy a little bit, maybe it has a little love throughout. First of all, it's storied. But second of all, you don't have to feel guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, even let's say that you're shopping on the secondhand market and you find a Kelly. That's a little beat up, but it's a good price. Now, let's be realistic with what the good prices are.
Sorry.
Really that sorry. Was Erica coughing, in case it didn't translate to that. Let's be realistic about what a good price is, let's say, for a beat up Kelly.
Yeah.
You're still looking at a couple $1,000s, okay?
A couple?
I mean, over five, probably.
Over five. You're
over
looking
five.
At over five.
Yeah,
depending on the type of beat up, there are, you know, it's all relative,
yeah,
right? So if you want something that's pristine, brand new in the box, Birkins have a, and Kelly's have a huge range.
Gosh,
they really do. It depends on the if leathers. It's a full set, the leathers, the colors, the hardwares.
If it's a skin.
If it's a skin. If it was a custom piece versus if it was kind of one of the standard colors.
Yeah.
The gold on gold, that's going to be really expensive. So this is, pricing is all relative.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I think you're going to be able to find like a really, something really beat up, like scratched up, relaxed vibe, somewhere between 5 and 10.
Yeah. And that's, to be honest, in case you don't know, because some people don't know, I didn't know before I came into this business, that that is fair price.
Yeah.
For an Hermes, Kelly, and or Birkin, if you can find a Birkin for under 10, my God. You know, but like, it will be beat up, but it's lived in.
Oh, and they're just so loved. I just think it's so chic. I don't know. I love that vibe.
Yeah. The next one that we have to talk about is dopamine bags.
Okay.
So what's the definition of a dopamine bag?
Okay. Let me school you real quick.
Let's do it.
So spring 2022 and then really all of 2022, there's this trend in fashion and it's called dopamine dressing. And I think that's going to translate to handbags. Dopamine dressing is, listen, 2020 was hard. 2021 honestly was harder. Okay.
For a lot of people.
For a lot of people. It's been tough. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to find a way to get, you know, a little dopamine action, a little happy little vibes, little happy vibes. So
it's basically all of the embellishments, all of the colors.
Yes.
Everything bright.
Primary.
Unicorns.
Neon.
Spitting rainbows and glitter. God. That's what it is.
Yes.
And it's literally everything I have wanted my entire life is now in 2022.
I love the idea. Dopamine dressing, like, literally brings me joy because I'm a very, like, neutral person.
Yes.
But the idea of an all-orange suit, right? Like, chic AF, neon yellow, like, turquoise blue pochette bag.
Ooh.
Like, brings me so much joy.
Yes.
And I think when you look in the mirror, you're gonna feel that too.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at your handbag collection, you have a couple pops of color, like that's gonna bring you joy too.
Yeah.
And honestly, color is officially a neutral.
It's true.
It's true.
I mean,
2022,
like, anything goes.
Anything goes.
Right? There are no rules.
Absolutely.
There are no rules anymore.
Yes. Yeah, so dopamine bags.
In the post-COVID world, there really are no rules when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Wear what you wanna wear.
Do you, boo-boo.
Do you. So any bag that has embellishments, the sequins, the pearls, the colors, the mix of everything.
Yeah.
Fendi does a good job of doing embellishments on their bags.
On the baguettes.
Yes, on the baguettes.
Absolutely. That Fendi is not afraid of color.
Mm-mm. Fendi's not afraid
of
anything.
But it's not afraid.
Yeah.
It's unafraid, honey. Unapologetic.
And that's what it is, right? An unapologetic look, an unapologetic handbag.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, listen, the truth is that neutrals are always going to be on trend. We're always going to go back to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to be classic. Your blacks, your golds, your browns, your creams, your whites, your grays, and sometimes a little pop of army green. But the truth is that we all need a little happiness in our lives these days, and dopamine handbags are where it's at in 2022.
Dopamine handbags.
That's it.
That's it.
Next one.
Next.
This one brings me so much joy.
Half moons
in all the sizes. Now, what does that mean? It's like a crescent style handbag.
We just had the Louis Vuitton croissant and Erica. So we have a rule. If you don't know, we have a rule in our company, a motto that we live by, which is handbags for the people, which means that we give every handbag that comes into our showroom a chance to be purchased by a season 2 family member that is, you know, a follower, a client, a customer.
Honestly, I'm upset
about
that rule.
And if it doesn't sell,
neither here nor there.
If it doesn't sell within like 24 hours, then it's up for grabs to someone to purchase from within the showroom. Now, Erica really loves the croissant bag.
I love that bag. So it is a half moon style, a crescent style.
Yeah.
But that comes, okay, that particular one that we just had was a PM. We have had the larger size before.
Yeah.
That one was like perfect for me, and that one sold too. It sold too. But someone that, our brand
kinda
that
looks
does
like
this.
Like a lima bean. The shape.
A lima bean?
The shape of
that
it.
This is literally the most unchic.
No, it's
comparison.
Not. It's a lima. Lima beans are good for you.
No, I can't. Did you really just say that?
Yeah, it's the shape of a lima bean.
It's a crescent, Monica.
Okay, well, whatever. Half moon, basically, is a lima bean.
A brand that does this really, really well is Bottega Veneta. And they've always done this. It's their classic style. You will always find it in their boutiques.
Yeah.
It is the Intricato Hobo. Now, it's a little bit more, generally a little bit more squared off, but that's the general style, right? Yeah. Depending on how you like to wear things, that crescent or that kind of half moon with a hobo.
All I'm seeing is a lima bean now.
Is a vibe. You're embarrassing.
Sorry. No, it's chic. I love it. We love a half moon.
You know what? Chanel did this a few years ago with, like, you remember the hula hoop bag?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So they, I think it was in Paris. It may have been Karl Lagerfeld's last collection. They did a hula hoop bag, and they put kind of like a crescent style on the bottom of the hula hoop, and that was the handbag.
Wow.
And it was smaller than a general. Maybe it was like a toddler size.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, listen, half moons have come and gone over the decades, but I think that
they'll always come back, though. They boomerang.
They always come back. And they're very sensible. I like the idea that with the half moon bags or the hobo bags, that you can just throw them on your shoulder and you don't have to worry about, like, the top handle, one of the handles coming down. Sometimes it's just nice to be practical and sensible.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, just a really flattering shape. It's ergonomic, in my opinion. It goes right into the waist. It looks good, especially from the side. Maybe you want an Instagram moment. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
Very purposeful.
Yeah.
The next one is the Balenciaga Moto City Anything.
Okay. I have always lived for these.
I have always lived for these. But they have straight boomeranged right back into 2022.
Yes. Listen, it's the Y2K influence.
It is. It is. I mean, it was very popular, I remember, when we were in, like, high school.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, they have boomeranged back now. Yeah. We are in our mid-30s
in
now.
And when I was in college, they were in their prime. Like, all the girls, I went to the University of Miami.
Everybody had a Balenciaga,
everybody
Moto,
had a
City
Balenciaga
bag.
Moto bag. Like, everybody. They are fancy Nancy over there.
Yeah.
And they're just beautiful. I love all the sizes, all the colors, all the finishes. They are effortless and they are chic.
Yeah.
And they are cool. And they say, I don't care what you think. Bam. I don't care what you think.
I feel like that's what it is giving confidence. That, yes. I feel like that's where we end it with the Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Let's
do it too.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The next one is obvious. This one is obvious.
Yes.
It is the Chanel Classics. However, not necessarily the newer styles. It's the vintage.
Like, more and more. They're becoming more and more in demand.
I am seeing more chic AF women and men walking around carrying vintage Chanel as opposed to a brand new crisp looking Chanel.
Yeah.
And they look chic and they are beautiful and you know that they are a smart consumer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Why? Why are they a smart consumer?
Well,
because they paid less for that bag and it's a better quality bag that's going to last longer and maintain its value.
Yeah.
Bam.
That's what it is. And honestly, they just don't make them like they used
to. They don't.
They just don't. That 24-karat gold-plated hardware.
They stopped making that hardware, I believe, in 2012. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that 2012 was the last time that it was done.
Mm.
we got to find that out.
Yeah.
But, that 24-karat gold hardware, the reason that that is more valuable, obviously, is because of the gold. But it also lasts longer.
Yeah.
Your hardware is not going to fade the way the golden stuff does now.
That's what it is, right? Like, my Chanel 19, for example, the hardware, you know, there's more noticeable hairline markings and wear, let's say.
It's not that thick hardware.
To the Chanel 19 that I own, as opposed to the big flap bag that's my, I have deemed it my Selena Chanel. Yeah. That's my vintage piece that has the 24-karat gold-plated CC right there on the front.
Yeah.
Where all of the wear, it's exposed to all of the possible wear, right? And that hardware looks so much better than my Chanel 19 does.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's true. I mean, they even the materials that were used, you can just see the difference. Like, your Chanel, the Selena one, the Maxi, is that lambskin is so thick.
Yes.
And so buttery soft. Yeah. And yet it's so durable. Mm-hmm. It's really, how do you say in English? Impresionante. Like,
it leaves an impression.
Like it's really shocking. Just the difference between the old school stuff.
Sometimes our brains think in Spanish and speak in English and vice versa.
Yeah. It's so. It's an issue, but you're welcome. 2022.
Spanglish.
With that said, the news, obviously, listen, Chanel's classic. It's never going anywhere. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
We talk about it every day. It's our work, but
yeah.
We are in this house, we are partial to old school Chanel.
Yes. Vintage. 24 karat gold plated hardware.
And I think you're going to see it more and more, people acquiring vintage pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Next, big bags.
The big.
I mean, like, the supermodel tote type of bags.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know what we're referring to, how would we describe the supermodel tote? Okay, so, like,
in...
It basically consumes half of your body.
Yeah,
your entire torso.
The Chanel supermodel tote is, like, this gigantic tote. And they call it the supermodel tote because in the 90s, all the models would go to all their castings. And they were like,
take all their
the
stuff
supermodels
with them.
Were like the celebrities of their time,
mm-hmm.
right? So the paparazzi or whoever, like they would be in, you know, the fashion magazines.
Like Cindy Crawford.
Yes, honey. Yeah. Naomi Campbell. Photographed and Kate Moss.
Kate Moss, of course.
With this supermodel tote.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so big. And they had to kind of keep all of their things with them for the day as they moved from casting to casting. So they dubbed it the supermodel tote.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big bag. It fits everything you need. And people use it for travel.
Yes.
Another.
It's a shoulder bag
with 24 karat gold plated hardware and mm-hmm. a little. It's actually not that little because the bag is big. But a CC flap over the front, but just a tab, not a full flap.
Right.
And it's just a big, beautiful, typically lambskin or calfskin tote.
But not just Chanel. Just big bags in general.
Yeah.
In general. In any design house.
Yeah.
Being able to carry everything that you need is like a thing.
You want to know
which
why?
Is funny. It's like two drastic things. There's no in between right now, right?
No, it's one or the other.
It's one extreme or the other.
Yeah, feast or famine.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know why I think this is why this is just coming to me in this conversation? Why I think this is happening? I think people are eager to travel, eager to get out, throw their stuff in a bag, and let's explore. Let's mm-hmm. go on an adventure. Let's see the world. Like, let's do something. And I think that these bigger bags, especially, and we're going to talk about another one.
Yeah, later on.
Later on, that also serves that purpose mm-hmm. of being able to throw your stuff in a bag and let's keep it moving. And I think that the travel bag, having all your things with you and being able to have the flexibility to do what you need to do,
mm-hmm.
I think is important in 2022 because we all need to get out.
Yeah. I think we're all carrying a lot more stuff, too. Like, if we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we all have all the things that we need, your personal preferences, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, I've been a germaphobe since before. It was cool to be a germaphobe, mm-hmm. you know, since pre-COVID.
I do.
So, like,
that.
I have always carried my travel disinfectant stuff, my wipes, my sprays, all of it. So I remember being in college
and we're like at a bar and Monica's the one that's like, you know, we all like everybody is drinking and having a good time. And Monica's like, sanitize your hands.
I was still drinking and having a good time, but I was cleaning everybody. That's what I was doing. Anyway, but it's, you know, your personal preference, which is funny because we also have another.
Hold on. What? I want to make one more point.
Yeah.
Something even more practical when it comes to big bags and why I think they're important now in 2022. A lot of people in 2021 started to go back to the office hybrid format.
Yes, that's right.
Right? Or started to go back to the office, but then like maybe we're working from home once a week or a few times a week and we kind of have to carry all of our crap with us, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't carry a laptop. A laptop is really useful. Is great for a big bag, but maybe you're carrying around like your gym stuff. Maybe you're carrying around like there are lifestyle preferences,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like throw all your stuff in a bag and let's keep it moving.
Or you're going from one job to another job, and it requires maybe a change of clothes, or you know, a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what actually came to mind? Still in the big bags thing.
Mm.
Do you remember a thing called Barbizon? when we were little.
Like the modeling
school? Yes. It was like, I don't know if it's still a thing. No, listen.
Are you going to embarrass me
on
the world stage?
I sure the F am. Listen, we went to a modeling school when we were little called Barbizon. I don't know if it's still a thing. If it is, let me know.
I don't feel that I went so much as I was forced.
No, I really wanted to go, and our parents were of the mindset that when you give one something, you give the other one the same thing. And so poor Erica, she really didn't want to go.
No.
It was helpful to me. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Anyway, they provided us with tote bags. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They were literally big, big bags.
Those were, yes.
And they were, like, you were expected to carry everything in there. You were expected to carry your shoes.
Yeah,
and
your change of shoes, your change of clothes.
Yes, your change of clothes.
Your makeup bag.
Everything.
Yeah.
So that was, like, the supermodel tote kind of brought me back right there on a memory.
Oh, my God, that's so, it's such a weird memory. Like, that would never come up in my mind.
I know, but, like, think about it. Like, they're trying to create the next generation of models, big, big bags. Ooh. Supermodel.
By the way,
we were never models. Okay.
I don't know how obvious it is, but.
It did serve a purpose. At some point.
The next piece, this is not a bag so much as it goes in the bag. Now, in 2021, we all talked a lot about handbag organizers, right? The pieces that go into your bag that will help maintain its shape, but also keep all of your things organized. Now, what do you put inside the organizer, right? You're not just going to throw all of your stuff in there in 2022, are you?
No.
No.
Card holders.
Card holders, mm-hmm. Key holders. Organizing your cards, the things that you need to run out to the gas station, to the little bodega on the corner, mm-hmm. to go to, I don't know, to get a cafecito, to do all of your things that you mm-hmm. need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
you had mentioned earlier, in some states you're required to carry your vaccination card. So, you know, finding something where it's easily accessible.
Right. Maybe it's something the size that carries your license, but it also fits your vaccination card. Because mm-hmm. in certain places, you still have to show that before you go in somewhere.
Yeah.
What else is there? Key holders, you don't know that you need that until you have it.
I know.
Fishing around for your keys
is the worst.
That's actually what I'm currently doing. I don't have a key holder in my bag right now, and it is literally the most frustrating thing on the planet to have to fish around the bottom of my bag for my keys. Now, listen, we're talking about luxury. It's not food or water.
These aren't necessities, but
these are the things that we like.
But it helps make it, you know, make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit easier. So that was number 8, card holders mm-hmm. or like key pouches, things like that mm-hmm. are very helpful. Number 9, purposeful pouches.
This kind of goes with the card holders and the little organization pieces that you have inside of your bag.
Yes. But we are talking about like purposeful pouches. Like, for example, yesterday, it didn't even last 2 hours on the site.
Yesterday,
we loaded a Fendi neoprene embossed makeup bag, black one.
Gone.
Zip top. It's like durable. You can use it for makeup. You can use it to throw all your electronic stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know, and keep it in a work bag.
Maybe if you're working hybrid and you need your laptop charger and your phone charger and your camera thing that goes into the phone, whatever. Like, I'm thinking about that little white piece you know, talking about the little transfer photo, whatever.
No, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, no, I mean, purposeful pouches.
Yeah.
Oh, the toiletries.
The Louis Vuitton toilettes.
Yes.
The cosmetic domes.
Yes.
You know, why would I want my lipstick to get all over the inside of my bag? I don't. I don't want my lip gloss to break mm-hmm. inside my bag.
Purposeful.
Put it inside of a little pouchy. And listen, it doesn't have to be fancy Nancy.
No.
That's what we talk about here. But the truth is you can get little pouches and organize your life mm-hmm. on Amazon.
We are actually taking a trip on Monday. Erica and I are taking a trip on Monday.
I know. Mine's all organized.
And I was like, okay, I got this pouch. I have all the pouches. I have purposeful pouches for everything.
Mm, it's true.
So it just makes life easier when you're traveling.
I don't, but I like really want to be that person. I so badly want to be the
person
that's
those
like,
jeans.
Here's
I think
my
I got
makeup
those
for
jeans.
Monday. Here's my makeup for Tuesday morning. Like, I wish I was that person. I'm just not.
It's not separated by makeup.
Oh, I feel like you separate things.
I do separate
hour
things.
Hour to hour.
No, like day to day, not hour to hour. You're
psychotic. Last but not least. Duffels and Weekenders. This is what we talked about a little bit earlier when we were like, we're going to talk about big bags and moving stuff around. Uh-huh. Guys, the Louis Vuitton Keep All is coming for all of us.
Oh my God, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and it's keep it in the showroom.
No, we cannot.
Like, as soon as they come in, especially if it's like a Louis Vuitton 50, 55, because that's the carry-on size. Don't quote me, because airlines are legit freaking out and like switching their dimensions and stuff. Yeah, but typically, the Louis Vuitton Keep All 50 and 55 are carry-on approved.
Yes.
So those always fly.
Now, that depends on where you're flying, right? If you're flying private, you can probably bring whatever you want onto the plane. You can go up to the 60.
Yeah.
But if you're flying commercial and you're, I don't know, you're like in a 747, you can probably fit a 55.
Yeah.
But if you're on one of those puddle jumpers,
you're
not. I don't know, honey. You got to check with your airline.
Check with your airline, but maybe the 40, 45.
Maybe the 40, 45.
If you don't need a lot of stuff.
And the 45 will fit under the seat in front of you. Depending, again, because there are different widths on different airlines.
Is that what you're taking next airline. Week?
A 45?
Yeah. Don't you have a 45?
I don't know if I'm going to do the 45 or my Away.
Oh.
Because my Away, like, it's just really easy, and it has the phone charger built in.
That's right.
But I know you're taking a Keep All.
55.
Because you can fit so much in those bags.
You really can. They're,
like, throw and go.
I already started packing, and I have 5.5 outfits. And
we're going for 5 days.
2 pairs of shoes in there. Yeah, you never know.
No, I literally bring like 3 outfits and then I just change all the, like, I'll change the shirt with the blazer and like, I'm bringing 3 outfits.
Okay.
Long story short.
Anyway, Duffels, Weekenders, those are, you know, so let's recap real quick.
Yes.
The top 10 are... Our top 10.
Personal opinion. Don't come for me.
Bags and styles of 2022. Number 1, shoulder strap pochettes. Number 2, beat up Hermes pieces.
Don't buy a new Hermes just to beat it up, though, please.
No, please don't do that.
Please don't. And then 2 years down the road, be like, you told me to beat it up. No, please don't do that. No. This is just personal opinions.
Yeah. Number 3, dopamine bags.
Love.
Bringing you joy.
Love.
Number 4, half moons. Number 5, Balenciaga, Moto, anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number 6, obviously Chanel classics, but vintage.
Yes.
Vintage pieces. Number 7, big bags.
Yes.
Supermodel type totes.
Yeah, or the Chanel Travel XL flap.
Yes.
That one is sick.
Yes. Number 8, card holders.
Yep.
I mean, we all need them. We all need them. Or in the card holder category is also like key pouches. That you can hang on to your existing bags, whatever. Number 9, purposeful pouches.
Yes.
Very important, especially if you want to remain organized.
Mm-hmm.
Like and Monica. And number 10, Duffels and Weekenders.
Yes. If there's anything you think that we missed, make sure you email us hello@season2consign.com. Make sure you visit us online, season2consign.com, and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. and all of your social media outlets, season2consign. The number 2.
Always the number 2.
Always the number 2.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you.
Ciao for now.
Guys, if you're not already following us, we are at season2consign on all platforms, including TikTok and Instagram. We drop knowledge and have fun on all of them.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends. We have so much more to share with you. Thank you for being here, and don't forget to be fearlessly authentic.